This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The coronavirus has now killed more than 335,000 people in this country, but vaccines are rolling out now. However, medical experts are sounding an alarm over how that's going so far.
At Brown University, renowned pandemic expert Ashish Jha says he's incredibly frustrated by a slow rollout, asking on Twitter, "Did we not know the vaccines were coming?" States have received fewer doses than initially expected, and Jha's blaming the federal government for not working with them on delivery. Over the weekend, New York University's Arthur Kaplan was also worried.
We've got to get on the ball here.
A virus relief bill President Trump signed Sunday includes $69 billion for vaccine distribution, which Jha says will help. Meantime,
that was easy.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris got her first vaccine dose this morning and urged all Americans to follow when their turn comes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's push for $2,000 COVID-19 relief checks for most Americans is being taken up by the Senate after being passed overwhelmingly by the House. Lawmakers had agreed to $600. Then the president suddenly agreed with Democrats that it ought to be more. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
I don't want to hear it that it costs too much to help working families get a check when they're struggling to keep their jobs, pay their families, pay their rent, feed their families, and live a halfway normal and decent life.
Not clear what the Senate will do, whether it will increase the checks to $2,000 or not. Snow is so heavy in parts of the upper Midwest, they're warning travelers to stay off the roads if they can. Snow has been so heavy in western Nebraska that Interstates 80 and 76 were closed in both directions. This is AP News. They're recalling some ceiling fans sold at Home Depot. The AP's Shelley Adler has the latest on this.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says over 190,000 ceiling fans sold at Home Depot are being recalled after reports that the blades fell off while spinning. It's the Hampton Bay Mara indoor and outdoor ceiling fans that were sold this year between April and October at Home Depot stores and online. They cost about $150. CPSC says there were 47 reports of the blades falling off, 2 incidents of people being hit by them, and 4 reports of the blades causing property damage. I'm Shelley Adler.
Home prices are up in October by the most in more than 6 years as we wrestle with this pandemic era. Prices are up 7.9% in October compared with 12 months ago. That's according to the Case-Shiller Index. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.